I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. The legislature's Public Health Committee heard from state officials about the various proposals on the table for a new state police firing range. The state has focused on two possible sites for the new $7 million facility, one in East Windsor and the other in Willington. Citizens from both communities say the noise and threat to protected wildlife would have a negative impact on their towns. State officials gave lawmakers their case for why the two sites are ideal for the needs of the state police. But some panel members were looking for cheaper alternatives, like raising the current facility above the floodplain or using the National Guard's firing range in East Haven for training. Dora Schwiro, commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, said the East Haven facility is not available to state troopers on a regular basis.
There are 100 days that are available, and then between October and April, there are 140 days. We need to train on a continuous basis throughout the year.
But State Senator Tony Guglielmo pointed out that training at an existing facility is a practical and more affordable alternative to building a new facility.
You know, this isn't perfect, but it's certainly going to be a lot less costly than constructing a whole new facility. And the other part of it is, I would think that you'd want to start using this new facility sometime soon. I mean, you know there's going to be litigation. I mean...
That applause was from members of Unwillington and Not East Windsor, two citizen groups who opposed the firing range in their towns. Melody Curry, commissioner of the Department of Administrative Services, which is in charge of the siting process, acknowledged that there are communities elsewhere in the state that are receptive to a firing range, but said the environmental impact evaluation must be completed in Willington and East Haven before other sites will be considered. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.